Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show on this Friday, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. One race that should be even tighter, although Trafalgar is now showing that the race has tightened significantly, is that for Michigan governor. I mean, when you look at Gretchen Whitmer, you're looking at probably, you know, the top three worst governors. If you included Cuomo, now Hochul, and Gavin, she's right there at the top of the list. And she has done a horrible job as in terms of her policies for the great state of Michigan. Losing, you know, tens and tens of thousands of jobs. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But there is a candidate that came out of nowhere in the middle of the primary. Her name is Tudor Dixon, and this is her calling out Gretchen Whitmer for giving taxpayer corporate welfare to a Chinese-backed company. Listen to this.
Hi, everyone. We're just hearing that the legislature and Gretchen Whitmer are working together to put hundreds of millions of dollars worth of taxpayer money into a Chinese corporation that will be building a battery plant in the state of Michigan. This is pretty shocking for us because we've been talking about putting billions into policing, into schools, into infrastructure. But now we're hearing that our taxpayer dollars are going to go to a Chinese corporation. This is something we have to hold Gretchen Whitmer accountable for. Your taxpayer dollars should be used to make sure your kids are getting a world-class education, that you have a reliable infrastructure, that you have safe cities. But now we're seeing taxpayer dollars go into an adversary, a Chinese corporation. I just want you to know, under a Dixon administration, your taxpayer dollars will be used to make sure you are safe, your kids have a great future, and the roads you drive on are good. They won't go to a Chinese corporation.
And schools will be a big issue in the state of Michigan, like every state in this, 39 days till the important midterm elections. Whitmer's claiming she made historic progress in K-12 education over her first term. I beg to differ. There's no evidence that shows anything such as that. And of course, like every Democrat, radical Democrat, she's, you know, all in on the woke agenda. This could be the tipping point in terms of the election. Whitmer's been touting the economy of Michigan. Well, since she's been governor, they lost 82,000 jobs. That was all on her watch. She said, I can't solve the inflation problem, but we're doing things right now to help. In her latest TV ad for a reelection campaign, noting $400 state rebate checks being sent to motorists resulting from auto insurance reforms that she signed. I'm like, okay, how about getting real jobs for the people of Michigan that actually want to work? I mean, the last time I was in Detroit, it was decimated. It was not the great city, Motor City of old. I can tell you that. Whitmer also vetoed a $20 million in pro-life adoption funding, ripping crisis pregnancy centers as fake health clinics. Another extremist when it comes to abortion. Anyway, Tudor Dixon joins us now, and she's now closed the gap within the margin of error, according to Robert Cahaly and Trafalgar, which is really good. Tudor Dixon, welcome to the Sean Hannity Show. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Somebody told me a funny story about you, that you made a phone call and really nobody knew you were going to run in this race. Nobody knew you'd win the primary, and you came out of nowhere and you won decisively. How come?
Well, I think I told people at the beginning, I said, you know what, I'll be underestimated because I'm a hard worker and I'll get out there and do the job. And that's what we did. We went out, we met people across the state. I'm a mom of four girls, so I think there's nothing that can make you more persistent than being a mom of four girls, because if you can survive that, you can survive anything.
Listen, I'm the dad of one girl and one boy, and if I can survive that, I can survive anything. So I kind of agree with you. This, to me, is the classic choice election scenario. You have one very different vision for Michigan that would work for the people of Michigan. As a conservative, I endorse your candidacy. I want you to win this race. And she has shown herself again and again to be really to the hard left, far left, and catering to that, you know, climate alarmist cult wing of the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. I think that what you brought up, all of the points that you brought up, are key. All she's going out there and saying right now is that she gave these $400 checks to people. And as of today, the news came out, oops, we gave you too much. Everybody's going to have to pay $48 back on their next bill. Those are the types of situations we're dealing with in the state of Michigan, when people don't even have $48 to pay her back. But on top of that, you talk about the 82,000 jobs and the taxpayer dollars going to the Chinese company. You know why we have to recruit a Chinese company to come to the state of Michigan? Because the policies of this administration are so horrible to businesses that American companies won't come here. And it has to make you suspect as to why a Chinese company wants to be in a state that is crushing business, other than for some nefarious reason. And I am here to tell you that we have companies in the state of Michigan who've begged me, please make it so that we can expand. Please make it so that we're no longer an enemy of the state. They are willing to expand, build new plants, put another farm in the state of Michigan, but they're being stopped by this governor. She has $1 billion worth of development on the lakeshore that she has on hold right now that would create more than 2,300 jobs. But she's going to take our taxpayer dollars and give it to a Chinese corporation. This is what we're dealing with in the state of Michigan. And you brought up education, which is key right now. Our kids were out longer than almost any other state, and our literacy exams just came back. Our third graders failed reading and writing nearly 60% across the state. That's terrifying to think of. That'll predict our prison population if we don't get these kids back on track. And where is her plan? We've talked about tutoring. We have the funding.
I know what her plan is. Her plan is to cater to the teachers' union so they donate to her reelection campaign. That's the plan of every Democrat.
That's absolutely right. And the teachers' union has come out and forced this woke agenda on our students across the state. You saw, I don't know if you saw this, but our Department of Education came out with trainings for teachers this year, telling teachers to talk to kids about their pronouns when they get into class, what gender they are, what name they want to use, and then they won't tell mom and dad. And even more upsetting, if the child is suicidal, they won't tell mom and dad. And if the child wants to transition, they'll help them do that without the knowledge of mom and dad. We called out the state superintendent and said, it's time to resign. If you think parents don't matter in the education system, but where is Gretchen Whitmer? She will say nothing because of exactly what you just said. She is owned
by the teachers. Is she going to debate you? Because we have a problem. Every state, be it a gubernatorial race or a Senate race, you got tens of millions of dollars flowing in from outside of states. This is not money raised in Michigan. They're dumping it on every Republican candidate. They hide in the basement. She's not answering any questions. And then if they do debate, they won't debate until after early voting has started for a long time, and likely half the vote is already in the bag in terms of people can't even be persuaded because they voted already, which I think is horrible and unfair to the people of Michigan and every other state. So is she agreed finally to a debate, and when is it?
October 13th is the first. The second is October 25th. But you're right. Yes, we already have early voting going on. And so we asked her to come out beforehand and she wouldn't. And you're absolutely right about her not taking questions. The media has even started tweeting out Gretchen Whitmer had another event and took no questions. She is running on the Biden agenda, so much so that Joe Biden came here last week or 2 weeks ago, went to the auto show with her, and they actually held hands. How bizarre is that?
That's very, very, very a cute moment for the two of them, I'm sure. Let me go to the fact that she's been caught lying a number of times. For example, she went down to Florida. I mean, this has been a common theme, the free state of Florida. And during COVID, she was asked about it. She lied and said, I was here in town the whole time. Didn't that turn out to be untrue?
Yes. And she had just gone to Florida. And then she told people of Michigan, whatever you do, don't go to Florida. That's the most dangerous thing you could do, even though she's just home 5 days from Florida. She took a private jet to Florida to visit her father. The kicker is she said, well, I had to go visit my father because he was sick. Think about saying that.
Okay, was her father sick when she was caught in the restaurant at a time when other people in Michigan were forbidden based on her draconian COVID shutdowns and she herself is in a restaurant? Was her father responsible for her husband launching his boat when nobody else could?
And think about exactly what that means. That means that she didn't think it was dangerous to do these things because you certainly wouldn't risk your own life. It was all about political power. The lockdowns that she had in the state of Michigan were unnecessary. It was for her own power. And remember, she was auditioning to be vice president during the most critical time of COVID. But then think about that. Kamala Harris was chosen. So where does that leave Whitmer?
So where do you see this race? Because I think it's winnable, but like every bellwether state, every swing state, it's very hard for a Republican to win in a state like Michigan. How do you pull this off in the final 39 days? And what can people do to support you?
People can go to our website, TudorDixon.com, support us there. Make sure they're out there sharing our posts and talking to people at Tudor Dixon on Facebook, Tudor Dixon on Twitter. But really, it's a matter of not only us getting the word out and coming on shows like yours, but thank you so much for having me on today, but also advertising. And we are going to have a big advertising push coming out in the next week. I believe that we'll have allies come into the state as well. Think about that, though. She's had $23 million spent against us really not having anything out there but our grassroots effort, and we're still less than 6 points apart. That's meaningful, and I believe once this push gets out with the advertising, you will see a massive change in the state of Michigan when they know who I am and they know I'm here to serve them.
And once you point out the differences and point out her lying and hypocrisy, I think that'll go a long way. Tudor Dixon, we're watching this race now closely. We fully support your campaign. Wish you the best of luck. We'll be watching in 39 days for sure.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, quick break. We'll hit the phones when we come back. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we'll get an update on the Senate campaign. Joe O'Day is running in Colorado. He's got a chance where we're not leaving any stone unturned here. And even though you would think Colorado is a guaranteed blue state, I'm not taking anything for granted. I think Lee Zeldin can be the governor of New York. I think Patty Murray can be defeated out in the state of Washington. I think we can win New Hampshire. Everything's got to be in play. A reminder, we all know what happened on 9/11/2001. 2,977 people were killed, the worst terror attack on American soil ever. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families ever since. And when a first responder, military service member, when they don't come home, they have young children left behind. Well, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift that financial burden off these families and bring them stability. U.S. Army Specialist Jason Wheeler is one of those heroes. Now, after 9/11, he reenlisted in the Army. He was training at a severe injury, suffered a series of injuries that left him unable to walk. And after years of having to learn to adapt to his home, Specialist Wheeler and his family were able to move into a mortgage-free smart home in Texas, custom designed for his specific injuries and needs. Now, our nation's heroes, all those people that put their lives on the line for our country, our communities, they now need our help. So we can help these heroes and their families. And I hope you'll join me in joining the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on their mission to do good in their honor. And they're asking all of us to donate $11 a month. We can all find $11 a month. Somehow you can find $11. Anyway, just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, let's get back to our busy phones. Alabama Craig is on the Sean Hannity Show. How are you, Craig?
How are you today, Sean?
What's going on? How are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, I was just calling in to let you know, I've been through 3 hurricanes, not personally, but my properties have. Katrina, Ivan, and then most recently was Hurricane Michael, which took a ridiculous amount of time to get things put back together. But I was just calling into your people in Florida that are, you know, my heart goes out to them, but our one thing they need to make sure of is that they're very prepared from an insurance standpoint. Try and get your policies pulled up because you're chomping at the bit to get down there. The place is devastated. But while you're waiting for it to open back up where you can actually go in, get your insurance policies together. And I'm not talking just the one page that tells you how much you're insured for. I'm talking all 25 to 30 pages. And I know it's like watching paint dry, but you need to read through it and know what you're covered for, because just because you might be covered for $1 million or $500,000, whatever that is, doesn't mean you're going to get that money, even though your claim may exceed those amounts.
I think that's a good warning and admonition. I think a lot of people end up being shocked that things that they thought would be covered are not covered, or not covered at the level that they think it's covered. That's a very common problem for people. And I think a lot of people are going to say, what happened here?
Exactly. Just be cautious of it and know what you're getting into, because things you'd swear were, just like you said, would be covered. Mold was a big issue on my last one. We had close to 80,000 in mold damage, and they covered 30. So,
it's a big deal. I've had ServPro at my house on more occasions than I care to admit, and busted pipes, you name it, numerous times. It's not pretty, it's not fun, and it takes a long time to mitigate it. Appreciate the update. Thank you. Let's say hi to Mark is in Arizona. Mark, how are you? Glad you called. Hope you're out for Blake Masters and Carrie Lake out there.
Yeah, hi, Sean. I enjoyed the interview you did with Blake Masters yesterday, and I just wanted to check in and say, hey, you know, we're rooting for him, and because Mark Kelly has done absolutely nothing for this state. He's taken a lot of credit in his advertisements on both TV and radio and packing them full of lies, especially against Blake. And also I read in the news this morning that Kyrsten Sinema is going to be changing from Democrat to Republican after the 24 election. So that makes it
well,
pretty
interesting. Well, that's Bannon saying that. I don't know if he has any insight that I don't have. I would be surprised if that's the case. We'll see what happens. It would be a pretty unusual move. My guess is that's not going to happen. That's my best guess. He may know more than me, but I've not heard that from anybody else.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of us out here, and I'm retired military, and a lot of my military buddies were all cheering for Blake, you know, that he'll be our new senator and get Kelly out of there, and maybe we'll get something done here, especially to protect the state from
Listen,
all the...
For everyone in Arizona, you need to understand, here's the bottom line. If you're voting for Mark Kelly over Blake Masters, you're basically voting for Chuck Schumer. It's no different. You're voting for Dianne Feinstein. You're voting for Gavin Newsom. You're voting for a radical New Green Deal climate alarmist cultist that really does support open borders, because he's never shown any inclination to do anything about it. He's not an independent as he's now trying to portray himself. And he's been on the left side and the wrong side of every issue since he's been in the Senate. This is an opportunity now for the people of the great state of Arizona to make a change. It would be a massive pickup. Adam Laxalt, I think, is going to win in Nevada. I'd love to see Blake Masters and Carrie Lake win out in Arizona. Anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We'll continue.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 25 now till the top of the hour, we're putting on as many candidates now as we can with 39 days to go till these important midterm elections. After we had the win in Virginia, it was a big win, and Glenn Youngkin ran a great campaign there, and then it got so close, Murphy came that close to losing the governorship in New Jersey. And we weren't paying enough attention to it. We did have the Republican candidate on. We did interview him, I think radio and TV. But you know what? Had I known we had that big a chance, I would have devoted a lot more attention to it. I'm not making the same mistake this in the next 39 days. That's why we're looking at defeating possibly Patty Murray. Very, very tight race. It's within the margin of error in the state of Washington. People in Washington have had it. Because of the crime and the violence and their horrific educational system. And there's definitely a movement out there that's going on that not many people in the media picked up on. I even think New Hampshire has a possibility to be in play. It's a longer shot, not easy, but we're looking at every Senate race, every gubernatorial race, anywhere Republicans have anywhere near a shot, we're going to cover this. We've been following the Senate race out in the state of Colorado. Joe O'Day is a great guy. He and I have very similar backgrounds. He's been on the program before.
That race is now tightening as well. And what's interesting, we don't agree on everything, by the way. For example, my understanding is you're pro-choice, right?
For the first 5 months, Sean, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate being with you today.
I'm not going to argue abortion with you, but is it that big an issue in Colorado, in your opinion?
It's a 70-30 issue here in Colorado. We're a little more purple than the rest of the United States. And so I'm consistent with what Colorado wants. Mitch McConnell's come out and said, Joe's a great candidate for Colorado. And I believe in Colorado. That's why I'm running. We need representation. No.
Well, by the way, with all due respect, you're not going to have a say in what the abortion law is going to be in the state of Colorado. That's the state legislature. That's the representative of the people and the governor, whether the governor signs it into law or not. You will have no say on that issue in Colorado, and people need to know that.
Well, they do, and they realize that Bennett's the one that's extreme on this issue. He's advocated for a law that promotes abortion up to and including the day of birth. And that's just outrageous here in Colorado.
That is insane. I think most of the country, my guess, is going to probably go where Dobbs was and Mississippi in that case at the 15-week mark. That's my guess, but we'll see what happens. But it's not really relevant to your race out there. You come at this as a guy that has a fascinating background. You're the owner of a construction company. I did a lot of construction work in my life, about a decade of my life. I worked in restaurants since the time I was 12 years old for like 8 years. I did all of that. What are the issues in Colorado that are resonating the most, besides most people out there, I guess, want weed legalized, which it already is?
Well, look, it's about inflation.
By the way, that gives whole new meaning to Rocky Mountain High, but go ahead.
It does, but it's all about inflation out here right now. There's people are really worried about how they're going to pay for the groceries, how they're going to pay their gas bill. You know, we got natural gas is going to creep up here in Colorado by over 50% for this winter. So they're worried about heating their homes. It's they're all worried about their paycheck. We just got this inflation in place that's been placed by Biden and Bennett. It's cost us 10% of our buying power. It's like working a whole month for free, and people are talking about that right now. They're just really concerned with the economy. The other thing that's going on here is we've got highest crime. Almost the highest crime in the nation. We're number three in violent crime. We're number one in stolen vehicles. We're number one in bank robberies. It's unbelievable how Colorado's just been turned.
Well, what has Michael Bennett ever done to fix that? Is he a defund the police, no bail law, radical socialist like the rest of them?
Exactly. He stands behind his party. He votes with Biden 98% of the time, and that's part of the problem. This one-party rule, Sean, is ruining America. We need balance. We need some good Republicans to step up and take our economy the right direction.
You know, it's not complicated. All Republicans are saying they're going to do is lower your taxes, limit the bureaucracy in Washington. They're pushing for law and order so every American can be safe and secure in every town and every city and pursue happiness as they deem fit. I know the people of Colorado, they're rugged individualists, generally speaking. They want secure borders. They don't want fentanyl and opioids flowing into this country. It's a big problem in Colorado, like many other states. They want America to be energy independent. It's good for job creation. It's good for national security. And we could become the richest nation on earth if we ever became energy dominant. That's an opportunity. I can't believe that the people of Colorado are happy with the high gas prices or the record high inflation. So my question to everybody in Colorado, how is Michael Bennett and Joe Biden's policies working for you? Tell me what success you can point to that has benefited your life.
Well, you're exactly right, Sean. That's why this campaign is narrowing in on a win here in November. The polls are getting close. It's all about resources. He's going to outspend me 5-1. And guess what he's doing? Sean, just like every other Democrat, he's telling lies about me while I'm just telling the truth about what he's done to our economy, what he's done to crime, what he's done to natural resources here that are readily available in Colorado. We've got the cleanest gas molecule in the nation right out of Colorado, and we can't get to it. So it's a test this year. If people want more of the same, then vote for Bennett. If you want something to change, then it's time to vote for Joe O'Day, joeoday.com. Love to have your listeners help my campaign. with whatever they can give. Like I said, it's a resource issue now.
Well, listen, your campaign is very, very important. Let me play the latest ad that you're playing out there so people get a feel for where the race is at this moment.
My husband Joe's been the underdog his whole life. Adopted at birth, union carpenter. Left college early, started a construction company from our basement. Joe's a fighter, always has been. He cares about the country, not a political party. When Joe O'Day says he's American before he's a Republican, he means it. When Joe says he will fight for the underdogs trying to get ahead, he will, because he is one.
I'm Joe O'Day, and I approve this message.
Well, this race is definitely winnable. When does early voting start in Colorado?
The ballots will drop here on the 17th of October, and we'll have a sprint to the finish. I won't leave any stone unturned. I've bet on myself, put some of my own money in this race, Sean, because I believe in America. This American dream is leaving us. And if we don't start to fight back, we're going to be really sorry with what happens on November 8th.
Well, we appreciate your time. We love your background. This is a winnable race. It's a long shot. It's harder than a lot of other states. But I ask everybody in Colorado, ask yourself the question, what is Joe Biden and Michael Bennett, what have they done that you deem successful? What have they done that to improve your life, the economy, your family's lives? Have they made the country safer, more secure? Have they helped our schools? How do you like their COVID policies? Ask yourself those tough questions. It's not that tough. And you should come up with an answer that, in fact, you need a change in the great Rocky Mountain state of Colorado. We wish you the best. By the way, it is beautiful out there. I can't stand the altitude, but it is beautiful.
Oh, it's a beautiful state, and it's worth defending. That's why I'm in this
race. Well, you put me in altitude, and I'm ready to just, I think I'm having a heart attack the whole time. I hate it. I think there's pills for that. I got to find them. I'm sure they're in some of those shops out there. Anyway, we really do wish you the best. Joe O'Day, good guy. We want you to win this race, and we're going to follow it closely. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks again, Sean. Appreciate you having me on. JoeO'Day.com. Yes. Thank you.
You got it. Russell is in Utah. Russell, hi. How are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Mega dittos for me and my brother. We're both Rush babies.
Oh, hey. Wow. That's awesome. So, welcome aboard.
Yes, sir. So here's my thing, though. I'm an independent voter, and here's what I need from conservatives if they want my support, because I'm hearing nothing. I feel like conservatives are, I'd like to hear them say lowering taxes and reducing government, but that is not enough. Under the past three presidents in Congress, the real reason we're seeing inflation, let's make no doubt, I'm not defending Joe Biden, believe me, at least. He has stepped on the accelerator of the financial mess that we're in. However, the last three presidents, the last three Congresses at minimum, are also responsible for the massive expansion of the money supply and the monetary policy. And that's the true problem I want to see them attack. Look at the economic data since the 70s and tell me what's changed, right? And I feel like conservatives, all they want to do is sell me gold. But if I have no reason to buy gold, if we're not going to do something about it, and here I am looking at my family members and what's happened to their retirements. I have time, but they don't. I mean, that's the real problem with inflation and their lack of willingness to address it. But I mean, it's almost like it's deliberate, Sean. They're inflating it on purpose because it allows them to repudiate the debt. It indirectly raises taxes. No, and they didn't have to vote for it. So I want to see, I mean, what are they going to do differently that they haven't been doing? I mean, and you want to know there's two things that's got to be done, but nobody has the political expediency to handle it.
Well, I think you raise a lot of good points. And I will tell you that let me ask you as an independent, how do you think the country's doing under Biden and the Democrats?
It's terrible. Yeah, like I said, I'm not a progressive, at least, or even a moderate.
Okay, so, like, for example, you got Mike Lee out there, and then you got this phony Evan McMullen, who's, you know, he's not identified. Democrats have gotten behind him. He's a Democrat. Mitt Romney, I think.
He's a progressive big government guy.
Okay, I hope the people in Utah understand Mike Lee is a real constitutionalist, a real intellect, and a real fighter for the people of Utah. He really is. He's a great guy. And that's an important race. So to me, on the practical issues of inflation, the cost of gas, safety, security, law and order, education, the borders, just go stick to the fundamentals. This party has now had 20 months, and the damage they have done is beyond anything that I think I could have ever imagined. And I was the one out there screaming, you know, America and the world is on the brink in the 2020 election. It's worse than I predicted, and I predicted it would be really bad, and it's getting worse every day. So it's not politics. It's not about Republican, Democrat. It's about common sense. If you ask me why I'm a registered conservative, it's because conservative principles work. You just need to apply them. And that's, look, that's why we only get demagoguery, lying, smearing, and slander out of the Democratic Party. That's why, you know, Barack Obama basically said Republicans against open borders don't want, quote, people of other colors coming into the country. He's lying. That's why Hillary's comparing conservatives at a Trump rally to Nazis. That's why Joe Biden gave that divisive speech in Philly about MAGA Republicans. Oh, it's so bad to want America to be great again. You know, we've got a lot of issues here. We better get this right. It's that important. So I hope you're going to be on board.
Yeah, but can I ask you a question with what Republicans are going to do?
Sure. They put out, listen, their plan that they put out, their commitments to America, says a lot. It talks about the issues we just discussed, law and order, safety and security. It talks about the economy, inflation. It talks about energy independence. It talks about secure borders. I mean, it's all down on paper. They're going to sign their name to it, and I'll be the first person leading the charge, holding them accountable if they don't keep their promise.
Well, here's where they haven't been keeping that promise. Well, I mean, I love the military, Sean, but I heard you in Utah talk about having a kick-butt military. But we're spending $800 billion and nobody's willing to say we need to do something different. You admit they've gone woke, but they went financially woke a long time ago. When you talk about
under Donald Trump, the VA got the most help they'd ever gotten from any modern day president. Under Donald J. Trump, they got more monies to build up our military again because it had deteriorated under Biden and Obama. In terms of support for the military loves Trump because Trump did support them.
I agree. I'm not downplaying the importance of the military, but I mean, every time we talk about cutting spending, we don't have a choice anymore. We have to cut spending across the board. And Trump,
I'd cut it across the board. Listen, I used to talk about the penny plan. Now we're up to the nickel or 10 cents a dollar plan because they spend so much money. But $31 trillion in debt is unsustainable and it's unfair. We're robbing that money from future generations, and we need to be more responsible. And there's ways to do it. Well, the single best way we could make this country so wealthy and pay down dramatic portions of that debt is through energy. We have hundreds of years worth of natural resources available to us. We should be energy independent for national security, job creation, lower energy costs for every American. That would also help the inflation rate, but take it the next step and be the world's biggest provider and exporter of energy, and we will be rich. You know, the people in Alaska, they don't pay state income taxes. They get a check from the government, the state government in Alaska, because they share in the profits of the energy that they produce there. We could implement that nationwide, and every American would benefit from the natural resources that are making us rich. And in the next two decades, I don't see renewable energy independence that Pete Buttigieg is talking about. And all the talk about electric vehicles, we've gone over this repeatedly. All right, electric vehicles are great, except they cost $22,000 on average more than a gas-powered vehicle. You know, those batteries are great, except you have to, you know, pillage Mother Earth with heavy equipment that uses diesel. You have to charge it on an electric grid that's 90% fossil fuels. Anyway, I've got to roll. I'm a little behind. Thank you for the call, Russell. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast.
This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.